The LA area is famous for its congested freeways and long commutes. Angelinos spend more time trapped in traffic than any other drivers around the nation. Slipping air quality and wasted work hours are among the costs of the city's car culture. Polls show that more than two-thirds of Southern California voters want expansion of public transportation options. But rather than working to eliminate LA's car culture, city officials are seeking to revamp it by encouraging companies that manufacture all-electric vehicles to set up shop in the city. Today, electric car maker Coda opened its global headquarters in Los Angeles, just weeks after Chinese company BYD based its North American operations here. The city is providing tax incentives to companies like Coda and BYD, hoping to make LA the home of the electric car. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa says companies like Coda are a step towards a greener, cleaner city.
When I had the audacity to say that LA, the city with the dirtiest air, the city with more congestion than any city in the country, a city addicted, frankly, to the single-passenger automobile, a city with the dirtiest public utility in the United States of America, when I had the audacity to say we were going to be the cleanest, greenest big city in the country, everybody smirked.
Some people may still be smirking, given California's budget concerns. Governor Jerry Brown admitted that the state budget due in January will prove challenging.
But in the midst of austerity, we also need dynamic innovation. And that's what Coda is. That's why we're here. We're saying yes to solar, yes to Coda, yes to a Los Angeles that's on the move, on the rails. We'll have a high-speed rail in no time. Just give me 70 or 80 billion and we'll get that too.
That too may be wishful thinking, since the California High-Speed Rail Authority recently said it would cost $98 billion to build a high-speed rail in the state. But here in L.A., the mayor's pushing to double the size of the city's rail system and repave roads. Electric cars won't fix the roads, but Coda's chairman Steve Heller says they could save the state $74 billion. He says California drivers would pay $8 billion more per year in electricity, but save $82 billion in gasoline costs. Aaron Schrenk, Annenberg Radio News.